Bros, Christopher.
Hey, Christopher. Ben Chamberlain calling you back from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. I'm home now. I got a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of just seeing where you're at with it. Did you get the email I sent you?
Yeah, and it was nice to see you are actually a legit company.
I wasn't lying.
Yeah. Well, I guess what is deterring me a little bit is there's some people really hammering you guys in the reviews.
I understand. So I get your concern. You know, we are, you got to think we do have thousands of reviews, and we're, you know, a 4.3. Even Disneyland in California is a 4.6. There's going to be, you know, in the happiest place on earth, there's going to be people unhappy. A lot of those clients, you know, because they, you know, they're going to write the negative thing that they have in their mind, right? I'm not saying all of them are wrong, but, you know, if you're not giving us what we need to, you know, build that website, to get everything actually going, because, you know, we've got an operations team behind it, and if we're not getting the information we need in time, it's just, it delays everything. So if you're not, you know, at least helping get the stuff needed to get it started, you know, get it going, you know, then it does delay everything. So
I guess I'm concerned with actually getting someone to call me. It seemed like some people weren't even getting called. Like, how, I mean, I get your, well, your, what is it going to look like? Like, if people Google me or Google search HVAC in Orange or something, then I should actually pop up? Is that, or I guess I'm not sure how it works.
Yeah, so sorry if I didn't explain it better. So the Google Business Profile is that map section. So that first, usually the first section that pops up, right? So if you Googled, like, pizza place near me, there's three or four businesses that pop up.
Okay.
That's where we would be listing you, just for HVAC. But also, we would use, you know, keywords of your choice. So AC, heating, HVAC, you know, and whatever other services you want to be found under, we use those keywords to target the audience. So if they use any of those words, you're going to be one of, you know, you're going to be that business that pops up, one of those, you know, top three, four businesses that are on that first page.
So, I know somebody was telling me that if, how can I explain this? I guess if people go on Google and search for HVAC, this guy was kind of telling me that his business would pop up like an ad every now and then.
Okay, so that's a local SEO, Google Ads. We have that as well.
So that's different from the $250 a month kind of deal? Is that correct?
Yes, yep. It's about, let me see, I'll pull up the price sheet.
So is that more expensive to do an ad?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, so with that, you'd be looking closer to, like, $4.99 a month.
Okay, because, you know, this, in particular, this gentleman said, because I was complaining about Angie's List, and he goes, oh, well, I use Google Ads. And
okay.
They just sort of pop up, you know, every now and then, I guess, something like that. So if I did use something like an ad, you just sort of put up my logo and website, or how would that work?
Yeah. So, so you can, it would be like, short videos or like the carousel of pictures. So the reason why I offered you the, what I did, the platinum package, and you're free to do whatever you want. I just know what a lot of people do, and that's go to that first page of Google, and they go to that map section. So I just personally think that gives you the most bang for your buck, and I'm not trying to talk you out of Google Ads. I just think for what you know, if you're spending that much, like, I can't even tell you the last time I, like, looked really hard at a Google ad. I do see, yeah, like, the benefit of Facebook ads, because there's millions of people on Facebook, and that's also included in that $249. So it's kind of like the Google ads, but on Facebook, and costing you quite a bit less money.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with $500 a month anyway, so.
Yeah, so I was just shooting straight on what I feel strongest about. And, you know, here's another thing is, like, we've been in business for 22 years. I know what your concern was, some of those reviews. We've got over 10,000 clients. Obviously our program works. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to sustain what we have. So
that's a good point. And I did, yeah, that does help. And I did notice the 4.3 overall, which is good. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I do like that you would waive the fee if I do it today. I'm okay with the. I'm okay if I have to pay the extra $100 later. I'm sorry. I really want to think about it a little longer. But
okay,
it's not. It's definitely not a no, because I need to advertise somewhere.
Yeah. Well, and just having the website is huge, because now people have a place to go, see your business, your hours, get a quote, set an appointment, whatever it may be that you need on your website.
I'm pretty sure you can do all that with mine. I guess I'm having difficulty, I got a website, but how do people see it?
Oh, you do have the website.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I see it. Okay. And having that website is great, but it's, right now it's kind of a billboard in the desert, right?
Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, okay, I got one, but how do people see it? How do I get people to click on it? That's why I thought of, something similar to what you're doing. I'm just honestly, I'm just kind of on the fence.
I tell you what, I'm not a pushy sales guy. You might get other people or other companies that call you and push. I'm not like that. I want you to be comfortable with what we're doing for you. So how about we do this? How about you take another, take the night to think about it, and I can follow up with you sometime tomorrow. And all I ask from you is that you just, either A, answer or and tell me no, or B, we move forward.
Sure.
Like I said, I like to shoot straight, and I like the when I get the same thing in return. So
yeah, I won't ghost you or anything. Oh, one second. Oh, no, okay. Ben, my wife actually has a question. I'll put you on the speaker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi.
Hi there.
Real quick, if we were to say yes, what are all the things that you need from him?
So the things that we would need would be like pictures maybe that you want to use for your Facebook ads, just if you have your business license or insurance, if you didn't have that available, a business card works, just something so we can get that Google business profile going. We don't need much. Really a lot of it is just, we got to talk about and put in the, your target areas. So target cities, mm-hmm, or counties or zip codes,
mm-hmm, okay,
your keywords that you want to be found under. And then we set up a client interview so you can, talk to one of our account managers, in the operations team just to, get all that stuff together so that way they can do those ads, the Facebook ads for you, get that Google business profile. So we will do almost everything for you. It's just really just a little bit of information that we would need from you.
Okay. And about how long after you get the information does that start to go up on Google?
Okay, so yeah, I'm pretty sure I explained this to your husband, but
sorry.
I'll definitely explain
it
to you. No, you're fine. No, you're totally fine. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yep.
So first 5 to 7 days, you're listed on all those directories. So Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple, Siri, Alexa. 7 to 14 days is when we have the website like attached to a Google Business Profile, and those Facebook ads go live.
Okay.
We do ask for a 3-month verbal agreement, even though we are month to month program. We don't try to lock you into a contract. We want to earn your business. So, typically around that 60 to 90 days is when we really see everything come to fruition. But, you know, it's not like there's nothing going to happen in, you know, the first couple weeks, right? So first week we've got things going. First couple weeks we got other things going. And the fact that you already have a website is just going to make this process go a little faster.
Okay. Okay, sorry. That was all I had.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, I was just saying, I did make a business card that has, you know, my logo, and I kind of like that. So maybe that could appear. Is that something that would go up there?
So that would be something, because you don't see any business cards, like, on that first page of Google. We could somehow make it part of your website. If you give us access to your website, we can have our management team do that for you. Also, we could use it in your Facebook retargeting ads.
Oh, so well, I meant not so much the actual business card, but just what one side looks like. Because it's just basically the name and logo kind of on one side, right?
So that's
all I would kind of.
Yeah, so we could attach that to, you know, to be something that appears on your website and on the Facebook ads. But if you Google like HVAC Orange County right now, you'll see like Marathon, Klondike, Service Champions, AC Cool. Those are like some of the first few listed businesses. When you click on them, without clicking on them, if you just scroll your mouse over them, you'll see in that map section there's some pictures there. So we could add them to that.
Oh.
You know, and then like...
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah, and like that first guy there, that Marathon Plumbing and Heating, like him in front of his truck or like a bunch of it, you know, he looks like he's got some other guys in front of their trucks. Like, those are great pictures. You know, when you have a good company logo like you like, though, that's another great thing to have. Just, you know, something pretty for the people to look at, right?
Right. Well, I'm sure I could think of something. It's just my company's a little different. I kind of wanted to, you know, like I'm an independent guy, right? I'm the owner operator. I do all the service work and installations, and it's just me. I mean, yes, I have other guys I can call on to help me do the job, but it's basically just me. And I mean, I'll be honest, I don't even have a truck yet. I use the personal vehicle with a magnet of my, you know, logo and stuff on it.
There's nothing wrong with that. You gotta build, right?
Yeah, I mean, I knew. I'm just trying to figure it all out. But
yeah, another thing we do too is I don't know if I mentioned this is we can help drive reviews to your company. So I'm sure you do great work, and you know, if people are willing to, you know, we'll send a text message to them with a link to go to give you, you know, those higher, you know, those 5-star reviews.
Okay, so that's exactly what I was doing on Angie, and send people the link. So I got really good reviews that way.
And I'm just going to be blunt with you when it comes to this. You know, when you're looking for something, when you're looking for a restaurant, when you're looking for a service, do you go to Angie or do you go to Google?
Yeah, I agree. Google's more popular, and a better, like, if you think about searching anything, you pretty much go to Google.
Yeah, I
get that. Okay, is there anything else you needed to ask me? Okay. Oh yeah, it's $250 a month, minimum 3 months, and I only have to pay the first month now, I guess. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Here's the thing. It's going to take a couple weeks.
To
come to fruition.
Right.
You're coming up into the summer.
Right.
You don't really have a lot of time to waste before that all of that comes up to fruition for the summer. Like, you want to be planted in a position, in a good position, when the summer comes in.
Yeah, that's
so
a good point.
You need to, like, this is going to take a couple weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm okay for now. You know, I can, I appreciate you giving me till tomorrow. And I promise I won't ghost you.
Okay. And I'm sorry. Just so I was clear with your wife's concern, because I kind of heard her in the background. Was that she was concerned that it takes some time to get these things to happen?
I was more telling my husband not to stall.
Not
to stall on a decision because it's really hard for him to make decisions. Not knowing if it's the right move. You know, he made the Angie's decision and some of it panned out, but some of it not so much, you know. And so making decisions is a little bit difficult. And so what I was saying was summer's coming up, and if it's going to take some time for this to come to fruition, you need to make a decision now and not wait, right? I'm somebody that's like, let's do this. It's a loss if it doesn't work out, but at the end of the day, like, it's how do you get your business out, right? I mean, my company does Google Ads, right? We pay to do Google Ads, and they come up all the time. But they probably pay a whole lot of money to do it. So,
I was kind of explaining those to your husband as well. They are a little bit more expensive. Part of this $249 as well are those Facebook ads, and there's millions of people on Facebook. So, and they target your specific area. So
yeah, okay. The call tomorrow, I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be 5:30 your time, because I get it's, you know, a little after hours. So.
It's no big deal. So you tell me what works best for you. I want to make sure you're comfortable in your decisions, and, you know, I want to be able to show you that I can, you know, I can provide, you know, some benefits to your company, so.
Okay, well, I guess we could do the exact same time then, tomorrow.
Yeah, that works.
That's
from
Thursday.
It all.
Yeah, I will be here. Yeah, I don't have anything for tomorrow, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what I'll do is I'll put a soft hold on this for you, and then, yeah, hopefully we can move forward tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate, your time, Ben, and explaining everything.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you got it, buddy. Let me know if anything comes up. You've got my email. You've got my phone number, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Have a good night.
All right, buddy. You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.